Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Parshas Bo, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, we learn, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Bo el Paro, ken yichbarati aslibo, v'slev adav adav, l'man shisio, sosei elu b'kirbo, v'l'man tisapra bozne bincho, v'en bincho, yis asher salalti b'mitzrayim, v'eso sosa asher samti vam, v'idatim k'ani Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, go to Paro, I strengthen that heart in his heart, and the heart of his servants, in order to place my signs within his midst, in order to tell your children, your children's children, how I was his alalti b'mitzrayim, we're going to get to that, and the signs that I placed in them, and you'll know that I am Hashem. So what is this his alalti? Rashi explains, sichakti. So it doesn't mean milashon to do something, le'olel. So also what it means in certain contexts, olalti lo, olaltali, olali, but it's not what it means. It means sichakti. I played around with Paro. So we're going to try to understand the mahus of this playing around. This shir should be a special schus for Maris Esther Bas Shmuel and the schus Shmuel Alexander Ben Echagitl. And this shir is based on a sicha given by Mori Barabi Shlita and Tavshin Ayin. Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh Parashas Bo. So the Makor of Rashi is not known. Usually Rashi bases himself on a Chazal, here he doesn't. And we want to understand how, why, what's going on over here, that all of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah Chaviva, V'chol Adoros Kulam, is all about how Hashem was his alalti. I played around with Mitzrayim. L'man yeidu dor acharon bebanim yivoldu yakumu v'yisapu l'bneim till nine chesvav. Just this inyan of his salalti that I played around with them. What's going on over here? Also bin polei v'chal tismach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy when the Rishayim fall. Especially Mapalas Mitzrayim says, Malachi Asheris wanted to say Shira, and Hashem said, Ma'aseh yadai tovim bayam, and you're saying Shira. So what's this whole inyan of simcha? Sichakti. Not only that, in Parshas Balak, Rashi quotes a pasuk in Parshas Balak. Rashi says, "Kamo ki esalalta bi." By Balaam and his donkey. And there, if you look there in Parshas Balak, Rashi doesn't say that that it means to play around with. Rashi said it's lashon gnayin bizayon. The Targum there says it's lashon schok, chiyachtabi. But Rashi says lashon gnayin bizayon. So here it means schok, and there it means gnayin bizayon. So what's going on over here? What's the sinyan of schok? Elsewhere Rashi explains it differently, even though here Rashi says, look there. So we know from the Sfasemes that all of these parashiyos are to give us koch against the Yetzer Hara. Boel Paro keni echbarati aslibo tofresh lamed hey and tofresh lamed vav in the Sfasemes, to know that when you go to these paros, the sitra achra, to the klipa, to Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the koach, to these parishes supposed to teach us how to fight against the klipa, how to fight against the powers of evil. We also know that everything is mida keneged mida. So what's the mida keneged mida here in this schok? So we find by Paro two bechinas, two dinim in Paro. Paro is a brisker king. He has two bechinas. On one hand, he's a Rasha. Look in Zvachim Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. Rasha, Soti Yav Beis Amid Aleph, Paro Ha Rasha. He's a Rasha. Also, Shmos Rabba, Tes Ches, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Rasha. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Rasha, Belashon Sheikh Barata Bo, Belashon Nimis Kabir Alecha. Shenemar Bi Kavdi Be Paro. There it says Kaved Leif Paro, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says B'chabdi B'paro, and Hashem there calls him a Rasha. So Paro's a Rasha. Paro's also a Letz. Letz Tako Pesi Yarim Mishle Yutes Chavhe. Rashi says, what's Letz Taka? Makas Paro. Because the Makas Paro in Mechemes HaMalek, Yisro became a Chacham, and he became a Pesi, he became wise. He became a Yar Arum, he became wise, and Pesiyarim, the fool became wise. That's the late staka. When you hit Paro, so then Yisro becomes wise. So Paro is called the Letz. Moshe Rabbeinu also said in Shmos Ches Chafhei, Rak Al Yosef Paro Hasel Levotishlach Hasel Mizbach Hashem. Hasel means like to be loig, to laugh at. That's Paro. We also have a Medrash, Shmos Rabbi Yud Gimel Gimel. Ken Yichbarti Aslibo and Rabbi Yochanan Mikam Pischum Pelaminim. The Minim are going to say there's no tshuva. So what is the answer? The answer is that don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the Leitzim Hu Yalitz, Reish Lakish says. Mishle Gimel Lama Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps giving him Hasran, he's not listening. Five times he told him, so now it's his Parah's own fault that his heart is hardened. But here he's called the Leitz. So Parah has two Bechinas. He has one Bechina of Rishus, and another of Leitzanus. What's the Leitzanus? Leitzanus is that he was, as kol avodasim b'sharav dem b'farech, says the Gemara in Soti at Aleph Amid Beis, the men would do women's work, the women would do men's work. That's a Leitzanus, that's avodas parech. Parech, like it says in the Shem Yishmol, Shmos Tav Reish Ayin Gimel. That it's not that the person doesn't want you to work l'tovelas atzmo, he just wants you to work for nothing. So that was Rishus and Leitzanus, that they made the Jews work so hard, but the men are doing the women's jobs and the women are doing the men's jobs. So now we understand this Hisalalti, the Pasuk is really talking about two Bechinas. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe bo'el paro ki nechbarati aslibo v'slev avodov. Laman shisi osos ha'elu v'kirbo, that's the union of Rishus. He was a Rasha, so he deserves Mida k'neged Mida. That he should get punished with Makos. But also Asher Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. Besides the Rishus, there's also Mida k'neged Mida. They were laughing at the Jewish people, so it's Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. There has to be a soulless, there has to be some sort of schok here. Because of what Paro? Paro is also a letz. So against him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used his schok. Now we understand the famous Medrash, Tanchuma Yashin, Parshas Bo Yates. Ve'omer l'moshe l'aron laila, ve'omer kumu. Ve'ikra l'moshe l'aron laila, ve'omer kumu tzumi tochami. Ha'yeholich v'kori b'layla v'chol shuk v'shuk. He's running around the streets and he's saying, where's Moshe? And the Jews were playing around with him. And they said to Paro, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to look for Moshe. And they said, here he is, there he is, this away, that away. It's more mefurish in the Medrash brought in the Torah Shlema, it was Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin. He's running around Paro, he's looking for Moshe and Aaron. And the Jewish kids are playing around with him. He said, where are you going? He says, I'm looking for Moshe, my beloved. They say he's here, and other people say he's there. And everybody's is telling me somewhere else until he found him. So what's this whole inyan of playing around with him? But that's it. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. He played around with us. So we also, Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem played around with him. Now we can be Miyashev, that Rashi and Parshas Baluk says that it's a Lashon Gnayo Bizayon. Here it's Lashon Schok. Because really, Yisalala, Yisalolus is Lashon Schok. Like Rashi says, Ki Yisalalta. Kitargumo, Rashi there says, like the Targum, Arechiyachtabi, so it's schok. But there's schok l'shem schok, and there's schok l'shem bizayun ignus. So when Bilam said to his donkey, Kisalaltabi, that's Arechiyachtabi, you were laughing, playing around with me. But that's ultimately to be mevazahim be'enei sari midyan, like we see over there in the parasha, it's to be mevazah balak. But in our inyan, like Abitzias Mitzrayim, Rashi doesn't say the union of schok l'shem b'zayon aginai. Schok l'shem schok. Avodas parech. He was just playing around with us in order to play around with us. L'loshum tzorech v'tachlis. And that's Tosefes Rishus. The schok of the donkey was l'shem genus b'zayon. And here, Rashi doesn't say it's genus b'zayon. It's just schok. Schok l'shem schok. We all know the famous Zohar. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'nogof Hashem es Mitzrayim, Negof Rafo, Negof L'Mitzrayim, V'Rafo L'Yisrael. So every makah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in Mitzrayim was Negof for Mitzrayim, that it was a plague for the Egyptians and it was a healing for us. So this schok is a big refuah for the Jewish people. What's the schok? So there's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Chaf Beis Vav. It says the Eitzahara Bala Haschikacha. The Eitzahara is coming to be sochek on you. It's coming to laugh at you. So we have to fight against it. You could use his own weapons. Like the Chacham Mikoladim says, Garesh Leitz V'Yatzam Adon V'Yishbos Din V'Kalon. Rashi says, Garesh Leitz Zei Eitzahara. The Eitzahara is a Leitz. So we have to fight with this light, with our own schok. It says there in the medrash, you know how to deal with the yetzahara and bali yetzahara la schikacha. The chayu b'divrei Torah, sam chayu b'divrei Torah. We have our own happiness. We have our own schok, and that schok is going to beat the leitzanus of Mitzrayim, of the yetzahara, of the ra. And therefore, Dafka and the Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, Torah tells us the union of Schok. That's how you fight against the Eitzahara. Like the famous Maisa that the Talmid HaChafetz Chaim tell, that they heard how he was learning Parshas Vayera, and he was just laughing at the Mitzrayim, what they were doing during Sfardeya, and he started to laugh. He wasn't normally like that. He wasn't, say in Israel, Beketa Shel Tzchokim. But here, he wanted to show, it's nothing, it's Shtuyot. Like we see in Megillah, Chof Heyam and Beis, Kol Eitzanusa Asira, Mbarva Leitzanusa, Davod Azara Desharia. You're not allowed to have Leitzanus normally, but Leitzanus of Avod Azara, you're allowed to make Leitzanus from Avod Azara. So the post can say, not only is Leitzanus mutter, but it's a mitzvah to make fun of the Yetzah of Avod Azara. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Hoshin Mishpat, Simen Ches, Sif Aleph, and the Tumim there. And the Sefer Divrei Torah of the Minchas Aluzer, the Munkacher, Chelik Gimelos and Beis. And the reason is because Leitzanus is Chelik Midarche Avodah V'Amulcham Neged Yetzahara, to laugh at him, to show that he's nothing, Yishtuyot. So just like Pyro, we have two types of Onesh, Neged Reshuso and Keneged Leitzanuso. So too the Gabel Melchemes HaYetzer, there are going to be two types of Melchemes. Like the Malbim says in the Pasuk in Mishle, Yusar Leitz Lokech Lokalur Omechich L'Rosh HaMumo. Says the Malbim, Yesh Hevdo Bein Musar L'Tochacha. Says Yusar Leitz, that's Musar. And then the Rosh, you're giving Mochiach, you're giving him Tochacha. Sheh Musar Alidei Huadei Yiras Onesh. One way is dealing with Yiras Onesh. And Tochacha is Alidei Vikuach HaSeich HaVar Yosef. Tochacha is logic. Musar is Yiras Onesh. When you're dealing in the world of Rayas of intellect, that he can't laugh at. That's something intellectual. What can he do? When you talk about wisdom that has no proofs, it's just Yiras HaOnesh, that he can laugh at. And the Letz is in Mekabel. So therefore it says, Yusar Leitz, when you give a Leitz Musar, Lokeach Lo Kalon, he's just going to laugh at you. But Umochiach Lo Rosh HaMumo. And a Rasha, Shemar Shia B'mezid, Hulo Yishma Gam L'Tochach HaSeichel, even tochachas he's not going to listen to. And therefore he's going to, and therefore such a person, it takes mumin. In other words, he's going to tell you you have mumin. You should tell him he has mumin. So Yusar Leitz, the Malbim seems to be learning. When you give a Leitz Musar and you tell him about Yerusa Onesh, he's just going to laugh at you. Because the Leitz, just giving Yerusa Onesh, doesn't work. You have to tell him Rayos, you have to give him proofs and show him how he's wrong. Umochiach LaRasha, it's also not going to help. A Rush is even worse. He's doing it bemazed. All the proofs in the world aren't going to help. So the only answer for such a person is telling him his mumim. And the Malbim says a similar word later on in Mishlei Tesvav Yedveiz Lo Yoav Leitz Hochech Lo El Chachamim Lo Yelech. So he says that this Leitz, he doesn't like Tochacha. He doesn't like Vikuach HaSeichel Barayis. That he can't laugh at. It's logic. It's a logical imperative. What is he going to say? But he hates it. Lo Yoav Leitz Hochech Lo. And therefore, al chachamim lo yelech. He's not going to go to chachamim. He doesn't want to hear it. See, so there are a number of ways. There are two ways of der melchemes hayetzer. When a person's a rasha, so he needs a lot of lima Torah. He needs a lot of Yerushamayim. Because the rayas aren't going to help. But leitzanos, the letz doesn't care about the yira. He's just going to laugh at it. So him, you have to give him proofs. You have to show him his shiflus. You have to show him the right way. And the way to do that is leitzanos above a zara. Just showing what shtuyot it is. All the world we see around us. People are involved in such nonsense. It's good to make leitzanos. That hundreds of millions of people sit and watch men running after a ball, and he throws the ball and he jumps on top of him and he throws him down to the ground and he hits the ball and they scream and they cry and they laugh and they hope and they pay big money, all of this for this silly games, leitzanis, yima. It's good to machta leitzanis. That's what we learn from this whole parasha here of Mitzrayim. It says in the Sefer Ben Parat Yosef of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Shamati Mimori Perish Hashas, Shochet Mishuma Mechayiv Mishum Tzoveya, Shut Tzoveya Atzma B'dmus Yetzer HaTov. What is Shochet, meaning the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis? What is he Chayiv for? Pashup Shah is talking about Shabbos. Why is he Chayiv for on Shabbos for Shochet? So the Gemara's answer is Mishum Tzoveya Shabbos Ayin Ham Bet Aleph. So the Baal Shem Tov said, Soveyas, he's painting himself b'dmus Yetzer HaTov. He makes himself look really like it's really the Yetzer Hara, but he might tries to make himself look like the Yetzer HaTov. It also means that he tries to paint the world, to try to make everything, all of the Havolim of this world, he tries to make them look so good, but it's really only darkness. And once you're mashkia yourself, a person immerses in Torah, Yerush Shemaim, he sees that it's all nonsense, and he can really make it schok from it. So we should all be zochem to Hashem to see the late sanus and the schok and all of the ra of this world. Mivuskayr v'Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leiv of meirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.